This week in Paris, a private collection of priceless artifacts from Oceania will hit the auction block. The three-day sale will see new owners for the 1,100 pieces formerly owned by Rainer Werner Bach. But as it is now, Bishop Museum will not be among them. The museum says it does not purchase cultural objects from the private art market. The objects could, however, be donated by a third-party buyer. That may be wishful thinking. Meanwhile, for others in the Hawaiian community, including historian Nanette Napoleon, this auction and the recent sale of items by the Princess Regina Kauananakoa estate bring up a larger issue, the cultural rights of a people to its own art. Nanette Napoleon joins us now by phone. Aloha.
Aloha, Beth Ann. Nice to hear from you again.
Good to talk to you, too. We've seen this go on now for centuries. It's not as if, you know, people are just suddenly collecting art from Polynesia or Hawaii, you know, Hawaiian art or art from wherever. And clearly, when we've seen what happened even this, in the Second World War, where art was confiscated and then, in some cases, never made its way back to its former owner, the idea is still out there of who does this really belong to? As you look at these recent sales, what are your feelings?
Well, I have mixed feelings about what's going on in conjunction with the Bach sale auction, but also because this, like you said, this has been going on for a long, long time since Captain Cook first arrived here in 1778, and it's been a wide disbursement of Hawaiian cultural artifacts all over the world. So this is, and these artifacts have made their way into various auction houses and antique shops and many other places and changed hand many times. So it has become an issue for especially Native Hawaiians who are trying to protect cultural artifacts and keep them in Hawaii.
On one hand, there's the idea that, well, if these things are far-flung, then it will expose more people to them. And we'll be able to make the point that this is also art and it comes from a specific place on the planet that maybe most people will never get to see. On the other hand, depending upon what those objects are, they could be of great importance to families here in Hawaii, for example, or other places. I remember when we talked about the Forbes Cave incident long, long ago and how important those objects were to get back. And a real battle over getting some of them back. As you look at now what we've seen happen very recently with the Kauananakoa sale and other sales that may happen, should museums be stepping up, even though, as the Bishop Museum told us, it will not buy private objects?
Well, that's a dilemma for many museums, especially indigenous museums that have large indigenous collections, is it ethical to purchase cultural items, indigenous items. And so that debate has been going on for many, many years around the world in different museums and auction houses. And if you go online, you can see the dialogue going on. You can find articles going back decades and to today talking about this issue. But for Hawaiians in particular, because during the 1800s and early 1900s, we lost so much, thousands and thousands of our cultural items to disbursement. And some of it was legally sold to somebody else. Some of it was loaned. Some of it was traded. But the fact remains that they were gone out of our realm. And for research today and people trying to revive Hawaiian culture, we depend on those objects greatly that are in collection in public collections that we can access and look at and study, as opposed to being in private hands where they're locked away in vaults or under strict climate control conditions and the public can't access them. So it's a source of very serious grievance in the Hawaiian community that people who have such collections do not step up to the plate and do the right thing. What we think, and I'm Native Hawaiian, think they should do is to put them in the public domain through museums.
some collectors have said, well, you know, when I'm no longer on the planet, that's the plan. They'll be released to a museum where many thousands of people over time will be able to enjoy them. But while someone is alive, they may want to have a private collection. Is there a role here in public policy for assessing who should have what rights to what artifacts?
That's a sticky wicket, and there is some legislation right now has been proposed because of what's happening with the Paris auction. Representative Ng from the island of Maui is talking about proposing some kind of legislation to address this issue in some manner. I'm not sure exactly where he's going, but it's something that should be discussed more and see if that's some place that needs to be gone to or can be gone to. I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence about that issue.
We've seen nations sort of go at it with each other about who owns what when one has had artifacts that belong to another's culture. And in some cases, that has crossed the lines into policy from one nation to another. But now, as you look at what things are still out there and available, is there something that you would ask a private collector to do, or someone who cares deeply about it? Or is there a movement within the Hawaiian community to, in fact, purchase some of these items again to be able to donate them, say, to Bishop Museum?
Well, over the years, as I've been watching this story, this situation, there have been many auctions that have come to fore, which include Hawaiian cultural artifacts. And there's always been a cry, hue and cry in the Hawaiian community, and from non-Hawaiians, in fact, that say, oh, you know, what a pity. Somebody in Hawaii should be stepping up to the plate here. The Hawaiian community should be rallying and pulling the resources to buy these objects as they come up. But very, very few times has that actually happened. And they've just gone out to the world instead of coming back in some manner to Hawaii. And then you have the issue of, okay, so Hui gets together and buys an object or several objects, and now they have them, and what do they do with them? How are they going to curate them and make it publicly accessible?
Well, at this point, with the auction happening in Paris tomorrow through Thursday, we'll have to, I guess Friday, we'll still have to wait and see what happens with that, and if any of these objects ever make it back home, as
yep,
you would
yep.
say. Thanks so much for the time today.
Okay, you're welcome, Beth. Yeah.
Nanette Napoleon is a freelance historical researcher from Kailua, Hawaii. She assists other researchers finding archival information about topics relating to the history of Hawaii.